Well, concern over climate change is at a five-year high, with a report today showing that 73% of Australians accept it is occurring. That's up from 66% last year. The Wire's Chris Dastour has this report.
Today saw the release of the Australia Institute's Climate of the Nation report, measuring the attitudes of the general public towards climate change. The report found people were most concerned about more droughts and flooding, destruction of the Great Barrier Reef, and bushfires. I asked Richie Merzian, Climate and Energy Director at the Australia Institute, why the federal government doesn't seem to share those concerns.
Climate change is now something that's been in public discourse for over a decade. It's much harder to deny the trends that are becoming quite visible. And a good example of this are the number of national voters who don't believe in climate change. So last year, that number was at 29%. This year, it's almost half to 15%. And we've seen similar drops with One Nation voters and with Liberal voters. And I think it's just becoming harder and harder to put climate change to the side when the impacts are front and center.
Just over 50% believe that privatization is driving energy costs, while only 29% believe renewables are driving up costs. Are governments going to look at that and adjust how they establish their policies on that?
Renewables are quite low in terms of the reasons why electricity prices are so high, because the economics of renewables right now show that it's quite competitive in terms of new generation that's coming on the electricity grid. That's almost entirely coming from renewables. If you look at the government's own modelling, be it the Energy Security Board or AEMO, it's showing that renewables are helping to bring prices down as that new generation is coming online.
The big issue, one of the big issues this year has been with farming and with the droughts. Did you see any greater overlap now within the farming community and accepting climate change?
Increased droughts and floods and what that would mean for food security and crops. That was the number one concern over any climate change impact. And then also you saw national voters who were skeptical about climate change. You're seeing that number reduce quite low as well. So if you add those two things up together, yes, and then you are seeing generally a shift in that trend.
Richie Merzian, Climate and Energy Director at the Australia Institute. Professor Tim Flannery, Chief Counsellor at the Australian Climate Council, says the positive side to the report's findings is that it shows the public do want action on climate change.
The Australian public have a great common sense. Presented with the fact, given a chance to discuss and debate them, their informed opinion is that climate change is real, and that is tremendously heartening.
Looking at the report, what should be the key takeaways for the government?
What the public expect of the government is that we move as quickly as we can to address climate change, and that we shift to clean energy sources as cost-effectively and as quickly as we can. That's what people want, and government policy needs to deliver that.
So just over 50% of people believe that energy privatisation is driving costs. Only 29% believe renewables are driving up the costs as well. How will that affect future policies?
All Australians have to face up to the fact that as we transition from one energy source to another, we are going to have to pay for new infrastructure. The question is, how much do we pay? So we want to renew our energy infrastructure. The absolutely cheapest way of doing it is with clean energy, is with wind and solar. That's why companies are building wind and solar. That's why individual households are putting panels on their roofs. The wind and solar revolution is sweeping all before it, and it will sweep coal-fired power plants before it, as well as many, many other things.
Professor Tim Flannery, Chief Counsellor at the Australian Climate Council, speaking to The Wire's Chris Dastour.